You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Because I've been fucking with the nigga, the UK like producers. Like forever. Like we always fuck with the UK producers. Like they got the hottest beats. I ain't gonna lie. Like when I was coming up, I'm listening to shit like 50 Cent. That was like one of my first favorite rappers. I feel like Jay-Z was probably the king of New York. You can't hit Drake up like, yo, I need to get on a song with you. Like, nah, I mean, Drake gotta be interested.
Bow! DJ Semsex Hip Hop Raise Me podcast right now with my guy, 5-Year Foreign. And
yeah, you know that.
Finally connected. And I just want to say that, you know, I met this guy through his music, and the first joint I ever heard from him, and I was playing it, and it just went off crazy, like crazy. All the shows, yo, 5-Year man, like Big Drip shut things down differently out here. I know you saw the footage, like when that first dropped.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was seeing the footage. The footage was crazy, and you know, I've been fucking with my UK, like wait, I've been on my UK shit for a long time, so that shit fire.
So I know that was a while ago, but we haven't connected. We've had the pandemic, the COVID era, and everything else. So I just want to take you back to that moment for a minute. Like, how did that come about? Like, how did Big Drip come about? Because even to this day, it's still popping off. In a couple of months' time, the clubs are going to be open out here again. The shows are going to be active. It's going to pop up again, even bigger. Like,
and you know I'm coming out there.
Oh, for real?
No, I'm coming out there, bro. All right. So, I got
them up. That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. But how did Big Drip come about? How did you and Axel connect for that?
Axel had sent. I was fucking with my guy Comatose at the time, and he sent my man like 7 beats. You know what I mean? Like 7 joints. And I was just doing all them shits. And you know, all my songs is just off of, because I've been fucking with the nigga, the UK like producers, like forever. Like we always fuck with the UK producers. Like they got the hottest beats. I ain't gonna lie, they shit crazy. But we was doing that, and you know, it was a regular day in the studio. It was lit. It was liquor. It was weed. It was bitches around. Like, and I just went off the vibe and the energy. Like that we was actually going through at the time, you know what I mean?
Yo, that was crazy. That's crazy.
And you know then, I mean? Yeah, we was really going through that shit at the time. We was really doing whatever we was doing. We was really doing that shit. Like, whatever we was talking about, like, I mean, whatever I rap about, I really be doing that shit.
Did you ever think it would impact the way that it did?
Nah, never. Like, I'm just doing songs for the people I'm around, like the regular, you know what I mean? The regular people I be around, like, so I'm doing songs like that. I'm not thinking the whole world gonna understand, but I guess the whole world wanted the party too. They want the party like us, so I said, hey, fuck it.
Yeah. And at first, it confused a lot of people. Like, I knew a lot of people who were like, how can this track be out here popping, ringing off, women singing along to it, man them singing along to it. It was just like, it caused a lot of confusion. It's crazy to see, man.
Nah, yeah, it had the bitches off the rip, it got to the bitches. Because, you know, all the bitches, you know, I'm talking about the bitches, lit bitches and all that. And, you know, I'm talking about lit niggas and shit. So, you know how that shit be already, bro. Like,
yeah. Did you see the Styles P clip from last week? Where he was talking about he was in Miami, he was like, whatever you do, don't go to South Beach. Like, kids are crazy out here. Like, there's kids running around the hotel. All they're singing is Big Drip, she wants to suck on her lip. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I peeped that. You know I peeped that. You know I fuck with my son Styles too. That's like I had a little. We had a little convo early on in my career. We had like a little convo. He put me on the game, you know. Like a lot of niggas that've been in the game just put me on a mad game, son.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's giving you the maddest game? Who's giving you the insult that's helped you out the most?
I ain't gonna front. Cass put me on. Cass gave me a little game when I first got in there. The first game I ever learned was from Cass. He was telling me like, he like, yo, bro, like, he like when you walk in a room, his greatest that made his events was that he smiled. Like he said, when you smile, when you come in the room and you smile, that change, like you laugh and you have fun and you giggle and you that just another, you know what I mean? Like a whole nother, cause like they like, you know, people like the business people, they don't really know about hip hop. They mostly scared. So and Young and May gave me some game, like you know, Fab gave me some game. A lot of games, son, because you need it, you know what I mean? You need it because like in this industry, you don't know what to do dealing with people and shit like that. It's crazy.
Okay. So where you at right now?
Oh, I'm in Cali.
Oh, you're in Cali, yeah?
Palm trees, good beaches.
Right. All right. But, you know, taking it back to New York a minute, like where did you grow up in New York? Which area are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Through and through.
I'm from Brooklyn in the 90s. I mean, Brooklyn bro type shit. Yeah. But I was all over Brooklyn. Like I got family in Fort Greene. I got people all over. Like I got family all over. Like, you know what I mean? Like my shit is all over, bro. Like I got Harlem. Like I'm universal. I'm like a universal nigga, bro. Like,
all right. Hey, growing up, what was the soundtrack? Like, what was you listening to when you was coming through?
When I was coming up, I'm listening to shit like, I'm listening to 50 Cent. That was like one of my first favorite rappers. Then I was fucking with Chief Keef and type of niggas like that. Right now I'm listening to a lot of Dirk, little Little Baby and shit like that.
Right. You know, like, they used to be the talk about who was the king of New York for years, like, and you know, most of the time it was like Jay-Z or Nas. People was debating for years. Where did you stand on that when you was coming through?
Well, me, I ain't gonna lie, son. I got, like, a lot of respect for Nas and shit, but I ain't gonna front. I feel like Jay-Z was probably the king of New York. But I wasn't me at the time. Like, I don't know. I wasn't even really thinking. Like, I wasn't even really one of them niggas like that. Like, I just liked the music. Like, whatever music was hot. Like, if a nigga made a hot song, I fuck with it. Like I don't try to read too much into all the politics and all that. Like,
I just like
certain music, certain songs. Like, I'm not like a diehard fan type of nigga. Like, I don't know, like, I ain't like that, like, unless, like, 50 Cent, like, I was into 50 Cent life. That was about it.
Right. And then what made you start rapping? Who is the rapper that inspired you to like pick up the pen and start, you know?
Start rapping. Who started rapping? I think I started wanting to rap from like watching like battle rappers and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah, niggas didn't really make me want to rap.
Right.
You know, growing up, so we do. We play ball. You either you playing ball or you a rapper.
Right.
I mean.
And then who is your favorite battle rapper coming through? Who was the guy where you were like, yeah, this guy's sick?
I was fucking with K-Sean and shit like that. I like right. K-Sean. I like Tay Rock right now. Tay Rock, that nigga be going crazy, son. But I fuck with Tay Rock. K-Sean, Tay Rock, my type of nigga, you know what I mean?
So you still tap in and check out what's going on in the battle rap scene? You still keep in touch with what's going on in that?
Hell yeah, I'm still in tune. I still fuck with the battle rapper shit. I was just watching a battle the other day, but they got some new shit that's like some quiet shit. I don't like the quiet shit, though.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really like that shit.
So, like I said before, my introduction to you was through your music. And one of the craziest night, right? The craziest night happened out here where, you know, Pop did his first show out here. And aside from his music, biggest track on the night was Big Drip. It was like, that was like a crazy moment because that was like, that was kind of crazy because it was just like, you got Pop here, he was popping, and then, you know, you're like the next one. It was blatantly like, all right, if you know about this, you should know about this as well. And it just, you could have played that track 10 times that night and Big Drip would have gone off the same way each time. It was crazy.
Yeah. Long Live Pop, that's my guy, that's my dog. Nah, word. Pop always playing. One thing I love about him, my son was always playing my shit, though. Like, at all his shows, mad at his club performances, he had made sure a nigga playing that shit. That's why I make sure a nigga play that Pop shit, nigga, everywhere I go, nigga, that shit. Know what I mean? I make sure, nigga. Know what I mean?
Meet the Woo 2 is kind of like, that was like a big event. Like that whole project, I think it changed the game. It changed
that
a lot of things.
That shit was fire. All that shit, the Woo 1, Meet the Woo 2. All that shit was fire, bro.
Yeah.
That shit fire, bro. Like all that shit fire. And I've been following your way for mad long. Like Simtek shit, I've been following that shit for mad long too. Like ever since, because I know like you a person, like you tapped into the whole UK drill and you was like one of the first probably, I don't know. Cause I don't really know. I don't want to be saying that, but from what I know, is you was like one of the first people that tapped into like the Brooklyn drill wave. Know what I mean? From UK and all that. Know what I mean? So shout out to you for that too, gang.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I was on it early, but what's it like? I'm trying to get a feel for what it's like in Brooklyn now. Like, you know, because like. We've got our own thing over here, the UK drill, the BK drill. We see it's popping out there. Like, what's it like? Is it the streets? Is everybody on it? Like, is it the soundtrack?
Nah, that shit. Like that? I ain't gonna front that shit. Right now, that shit like a whole move. It's like you could call that shit like a culture right now. Like that shit like a culture. Like that shit like, bro. That shit like taking over everything. Like I ain't gonna lie. Like it's like a whole movement. It's like a whole thing. Like it's like a whole lifestyle. Like Brooklyn drill, it's like a jump. It's like it's just like reggae music. You see how it's like this, like that, like I feel like it could be compared to like reggae music. Like you see how reggae music is like the dressing, it's like the accents, the talking, the whatever. Now I mean, it's like Brooklyn drill is like that too. Come down to everything. It's like a certain lifestyle you live in, like. Know what I mean? Like, gotta get in tune. Like, it's gotta get in tune. And I think that shit. It's like it's getting bigger than Brooklyn drill. Like, just Brooklyn drill. Know what I mean? That shit going worldwide now. Like, that shit going some New York drill. Like, that shit it's just a thing now. Know what I mean? Like, niggas is doing Brooklyn drill in Asia. So it's just drill. It's just a wave. Like me. Like it's UK drill. I look at the shit as one thing. I don't really separate it by places. Like,
right.
It's real music. That's like saying UK reggae or UK. It's all reggae. It's all the same shit. So I think it's all drill. Like it's all UK. All UK drill, Canada drill, Asian drill. They got some shit in like Africa, Germany, like all type of shit. But I think I just look at it as one drill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. Yo, one of the tracks, and we got to do this because we haven't connected and I've been playing your music for the last year. One of the joints I've been playing, and I was playing for a minute, was that 13 going on 30 joint. Dope track. But it's kind of somber. What made you write that? What was you going through when you was writing that at the time? Because it was like...
Nah, you see, like, my shit, you know, all my songs is like, that's why I feel like none of my songs sound the same to me. Everybody be saying that, we're doing the same beat, but I feel like none of my shit sound the same to me because all the my fans, the people who really listen to my shit, none of them sound the same because, like, my shit going off of emotion. It's going off of emotion. It's going off of, like, how I'm feeling at the moment, whatever I'm going through. So that around that time, like you know, growing more into the music shit, like you get more like you start to learn, you have to see people true colors, like when you start to tell niggas no and they feel like they deserve something or they feel like you got it and they feel like you don't gotta tell them no. But I feel like it ain't me. Like I ain't about to explain, I'm not really here to explain myself like that too much. But to the people, you know what I mean? So like for that at the moment. But I'm like, that's what I was going through, like niggas switching up, like niggas switching back. Hating you, like you again. Then it's like, you feel me? I grew up in a matter of days. Like, it was like a matter of days I changed my whole shit up. Like, now I'm at 13 going on 30.
Well, crazy. Hey, so what are you doing on the West Coast right now? What's happening? What are you out there
for? Oh, I'm just working. When I come out here, I go straight to work. I did a video with TJ Polo G. That shit was bananas. I did, studio. I'm gonna hit up studio with Chris Brown so we can do something. That shit gonna be crazy. It's a lot of work, bro. Like I'm just straight working. Like I come out here, I go to work.
The headshot joint's crazy. Like you TJ and Polo G. How did that come about?
You know TJ or nigga, like we just straight gravitated towards each other, like off the rip. Like when I met him, we straight gravitate towards each other. You know what I mean? So that shit was like more like it was more easier than anything, like, but me, TJ, and Polo, you know, we all on the Columbia shit, we all on the same shit, and, you know, they flew us out to LA for, like, to record, so we was all recording, but, you know, it's different studios in the same building, so we all in different studios, da-da-da, so, like, we like, yo, let's link up, let's go crazy with each other, we jump in the same studio, and we just throwing a beat, a YouTube beat. We get right. the YouTube beat on it, know what I mean? And went crazy on that, like, know what I mean? That shit was crazy, know what I mean? Polo went first, I went first. I mean, I went after that, and it was viral.
Wow, that's crazy. What's next for yourself? Like, what should the fans be looking out for, though, 5-Year Forum? Like, what's the next movement?
The fans? Tell the fans, the 5-Year Forum fans, just wait. When that album drops, it's gonna be crazy. Like, shit gonna be crazy, bro. Like, just wait for that album, bro. Like, when that thing drops, it's gonna be viral. Like, it's gonna be like a nigga just different. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. Different, bro. Trust me.
Yo, those rings are crazy. Wow, crazy, man.
That's the goat joint.
That's insane.
You know, wow. I'm an Aries.
Right. All right.
I have to go crazy on the goat shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, it feels like Brooklyn is the only place keeping rap alive in New York right now. Between yourself, you know, with Rowdy and Bobby Shmurda back out, it feels like it's gonna be a crazy year for all of you guys, man.
Nah, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. Like right now, the light is on the town. Ooh. So anybody, I'm telling anybody, this is a message for anybody that's really trying to rap. And really trying to like do the shit, you really trying to do the shit like get it now while it's hot. Like it ain't gonna taste as good when the shit cool off. Know what I mean? So why the shit hot in Brooklyn, we going crazy the town. Anybody got a chance? Like everybody, Brooklyn, Bronx, New York, fucking Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queen Alva, just go crazy, go viral this shit, you know what I mean? We here with it. Go crazy. I'm telling niggas, go crazy, bro. Know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear that. Yo, bringing it back to the UK a minute, is there any artist, is there any MC that you're feeling? Is there anyone where you're like, you know, I like what he's doing? Like,
I like M4K.
M24.
Yeah. I ain't going front. Like, at first, I didn't really know M24 was, but like I start looking into the music and all that. Sun is fire. Like Sun got some shit. Like Sun got some shit. Like I fuck with Sun. Like I fuck with a shit. Like he got some shit going. Like, nah, I mean, and we got a song together too. You know what I mean? So I fuck with M24. Like I fuck with that nigga. Like I like the swag. I like everything. Sun got it. I ain't for. He got it.
Yeah.
He like he could come out here and go viral if he want to. Like, you know what I mean?
That's dope. That's dope.
I fuck with what he doing, shit.
That's dope.
Another person too. I think he got like braids. It's another guy. Like, you know, I ain't good with him. It's another guy. He got the braids, but I fuck with him too.
Yeah, there's a couple.
I fuck with the young guy with the braids, Yanni though. T.I. trying to go by. T.I. be putting me onto a lot of the people from the UK and shit.
Okay. One of the dopest things you did was when you did that freestyle for the YouTube channel out here. It's like...
Oh, yeah. Facts. You know, I fuck with UK heavy, so I got to come out there. As soon as this shit open up, I'm coming out there. I'm doing all the radio shit. I'm going crazy, like... Nah, me? Go crazy, bro.
Yeah. Nah, I hear that. And it's dope to finally connect, because it's just like, yo, we were trying to bring you out here, but then the pandemic and shit, it just locked everything off, and it's just, you know. But it's dope to finally connect with yourself, man.
Yeah. It's trying to connect to you. It's true, son. I got to come out there and meet you in person, son.
Yeah.
Give you a good, strong pound.
Yeah.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
So who else is coming through right now from New York? Like, who should I be looking out for? Like, you know, I got the hot Friday night show out here.
Look out for 800 Funnyside. Look out for that. That's my label I got. I got a whole bunch of artists on that shit, rappers, singers, crazy. Look out for anybody from 800 Funnyside going viral. Like,
right.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Shit going viral, bro. Wow! That's how they moving. Facts.
So... Yo, see, you're the ad-lib king, right?
Yeah.
Yo, are you still cool with that? Or like, because people must be like, anytime they see you, they must be like.
Well, see, it's like for me, it's like natural. I don't force nothing, and I don't just make nobody say, yo, go say AA. Can't just tell me say AA, like, the fuck? But it's natural, so the shit be coming out when it come out, know what I mean? I might say a viral here. I might say a movie here. I might say a bow here and there. Know what I mean? That's how it is. Know what I mean?
The Goblin joint with Drake and Sosa Geek. How did that come about?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, it just, that was all Drake. Like, he not a nigga who you can hit up. Like, you can't hit Drake up. Like, yo, I need to get on a song with you. Like, know what I mean? Drake gotta be interested. He a nigga who he in tune in all cultures. Like I done seen him do, like, I like collab with a whole bunch of artists, like new artists, new cultures. This is what he do. He in tune, he be in tune. He really like support the wave. You know what I mean? So he support the drill wave. He really in tune and he appreciate it. So he like, yo, let me go get the hottest. You know what I mean? So he went crazy. You know, I love Sosa, so you know, like I shout him out on my songs and all that. So, you know, it's just naturally, if you fuck with me, you gonna fuck with those too. Know what I mean? So, know what I mean? So that's what it was. Like, he just hit it, he just went through it and it went crazy. Know what I mean? Like, it was just crazy. It was viral though, like,
Yeah, that's fire. Like my guy JB, he made the beat for that. So it's like, again, it's another UK producer. Like, yeah, man, it's dope. It's dope.
Yeah, yeah. That beat fire, man. Tell that nigga, send me some more shit. I need some more beats.
All right. What's the best way to get beats to you? Like for any producers locked in right now, like how can they get beats to 5-Yo Phone?
Yo, send that shit to my Instagram. I go for not check my shit. I be checking my Instagram. I go through my message requests. I do all that shit. I check my shit. I go crazy. All
right. Is any style that you're checking for? Is there anything that you need? Is there anything that you want right now? I'm trying to get specific, but I'm trying to make things happen.
I just want to. What I want to do is I want to expand the drill shit. I want to do some Afro, you know, the Afro beats. I want to do Afro drill. I want to do, you know what I mean? Like, I already got, like, the DR, the Spanish drill shit. I want to go crazy. Like, I want to go crazy. Like, I just want to collab with all different type of genres of music to show niggas, like, the drill shit is different from a lot of shit. Like, it could bounce around. Like, it could go crazy. If we really let it go crazy, that shit could go crazy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Pop soul niggas, like.
Yeah. Is there anyone that you want to work with out of the UK? Is there anyone where you're like, it's on your bucket list?
I ain't gonna front to tell you the truth. I just want to come out there for like a good month, 2 months, and go crazy with like mad artists. Like, I want to go crazy with mad artists. I'm gonna get some, come up crazy with mad producers out there. Know what I mean? Like, I want to tap in with the DJs. I want to just go crazy. I gotta get my UK shit up, man. I ain't never been, and I've been a fan. Like, so I want to pull up, like.
Yo, there's a festival in August, Reading Festival. Bro, you should, if you come out for that, movies. Buy it.
This is water too, by the way. I ain't getting drunk. It's water.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
the festival. Hell yeah, if it's open and I'm, I mean, God willing, I'm out there. I'm coming, I'm pulling up. This is what I want to do.
Well, look, listen, it's been dope to connect, man. It's like, yo, you, as soon as you come out here, it's going to be lit. Like,
I'm with it, bro. I'm willing, bro. I'm ready, bro. I'm feeling. I'm thirsty. Let's do it. I need to come out there.
Yeah. All right. So Headshot is about to drop. What else do I need to look out for? Like, put me on, man. What should I be watching out for next for 5-Yo Phone?
Just know that I'm about to do some shit with a big reggae artist. Know what I mean? I'm about to do like a big shit with a real big reggae artist, and it's gonna be viral. And it's gonna be crazy. Just look out for that. I can't say it. I gotta keep it like a surprise.
Yeah.
But I got mad shit coming out. Like, it's gonna be crazy. I did a lot of collabs. Like, I got a lot of collabs.
Right. All right. It sounds like it's gonna be fire. So I'll watch.
It's gonna be big. It's gonna show the growth of the drill movement. Period. Like, you know what I mean.
Right. All right. Well, look, listen. You know, crazy times out here. Like, you and your family good in the pandemic? It's like, is it affected you in any way or anything?
Nah, we've been good. We've been chilling. Like, we've been chilling. I'm making sure everybody good. I'm making sure the family good. You know what I mean? Making sure everybody Gucci, you know what I mean? So everybody good, you know what I mean?
Cool. All right. Well, look, appreciate you taking the time out for this, man. So stay safe, and we will see you in the UK real soon, right?
All right, gang. Bow!
This is DJ Semsex. Yo, you just witnessed another dope episode of the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. Got to give a big shout to 5-Yo Phone. Make sure you follow him on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. He's got new music dropping soon. I'm not going to say exactly when. Like, he's going to announce. Just follow him on socials. You'll find out what he's got coming. And, you know, I got my exec producer, the boss, the person who makes everything sound nice, Nikita. She's here right now. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? That was, by the way, that was such a great conversation with 5-Yo. I loved it.
You know, I've been waiting 18 months to do that, innit? It's like, it's great that we finally got to do it. And in typical hip hop fashion. The guy is always on the go. That's why I've never been able to get hold of him. But, you know, we literally got him as he just landed in LA, checked into the hotel, and then we got the time with him. So with these situations, you just got to get the time whenever you can, man. You just got to get it whenever you can. There's no, you know what I mean? Like with some of the best artists, there's no schedules or anything like that. There's no schedule to greatness. But it's like, yeah, it's good to finally connect with him. Sounds like he's in a good place, right?
Yeah, it sounds like he's just on the go. It's like, you know, it's interesting because you have those conversations with people and like last year has been crazy and it's one of those things you talk about. But there's some people who have really just thrived through it. And when he was saying, like, I've looked after my family, everyone's good. And I think it's that thing, like, he's got this intent focus and he's just going and going and going. But you know what? I loved when he made the UK producers comment. It reminded me of your 2019 tweet, that tweet, remember?
Oh, that tweet.
That tweet.
Yeah, that got me in a bit of trouble, man. Like, I tweeted because my friend was in New York City. Shout out to Chris Waring. He was walking the streets. He was in and out of the stores. He was at the Kiff store as usual. And he was like, Sam, this BK drill sound that's influenced by the UK, you hear it everywhere. You're hearing everything from Pop Smoke, 504, you can't escape it. So I tweeted, ah, UK producers run New York. And obviously it got me in a bit of trouble. Obviously some musty ass guys were like going in on me and everything, saying, oh, what are you talking about? Da, 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 da. And I was just like, relax, man. Just relax in it. I'm just celebrating greatness. It's nothing personal. It doesn't diminish, you know, the achievements of like producers that have come before or anything like that, or anyone who's doing it right now. But UK producers are definitely having their time right now. And it's good that someone like 5 Year Foreign, you know, is very vocal about it. You know, it's not a best kept secret or something like that. It's kind of crazy though, because him and Pop Smoke were really, really tight. And it's like, you know, the pressure is on him to carry the torch. The pressure is on him to take it further. Do you think he can do it?
With his focus and composure, yeah. The way his energy on that podcast, you can hear he's just going for it and he's going for it all, and like nothing is going to stop him.
Yeah, he wants it. And I think, you know, the whole BK drill sound, the whole BK sound, I think now that Bobby Shmurda and Rowdy Rebel's out as well, I think that's the hottest movement. You know, that's the hottest thing for hip hop this year, that whole area, that whole region. Like they talk about bringing New York back. Those guys are definitely doing that. And I'm glad we got to do the podcast with him finally. But next week, we got a very, very dope artist, a very, very sick artist. Yo, I know you're going to like this one, Nakia. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Fouché, right? We've got Fouché.
Yeah. Yeah, Fouché. She's crazy.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, she's one of the hottest artists on the come up. And I think for people who may not have heard of her before, make sure you check out this podcast next week. Make sure you check out the next episode, because she's the future. Like, she's amazing. And her story is crazy as well. So if you really want to be ahead of the curve, if you really want to know what's going on, if you really want to know what's happening with Fouché, make sure you tap in next week to the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. That's going to be another dope episode. And yo, if it's the first time that you've been listening, make sure you check out some of the previous episodes. Like Nikki, if you just listen to this podcast for the first time, who should you be listening to, like, to go back on some of the other episodes?
I really feel like, I think I said this last time we caught up, it was Steve and Victor. But if it's the first time you're locking in, you're like, okay, I'm going to go back, kind of deep dive into the episodes. Start at the start. Chuck D, like, that conversation was incredible. I loved it. Like, the way, first of all, you two talking, I think I could listen to you guys talk for hours. And, you know, I can say this, like, that the amount that you hear is like kind of like a glimmer of the conversation you guys had. So I feel like you two have this amazing chemistry, and he talks like he's real with you, right? He's so honest. And some of the things he says, like, one thing that's always stuck with me is that he said people listen with their eyes, and then you've got guests who are saying something similar. But if you're thinking, right, this is the first episode I've heard, I'm going to go back and what should I listen to, Chuck D, who would you recommend?
I'd say all of them, in it, because they're all my favorite episodes.
obviously
but But I think if you're going to go back and check out some of the episodes, I mean, you know, obviously the episodes of Chuck D and Busta Rhymes, they're legends. French Montana, you know, he's one of the most inspirational people you'll ever meet. He's just permanently getting it in, and he's just permanently, you know, just giving that positive energy. Shout out to my boys, It's The Real, doing podcasts before podcasts were a thing and everything else. And you need to listen to those guys, see what they've got to say. I think the Stephen Vicks one was amazing. I think it was an amazing insight to his relationship and working relationship with Pop Smoke, and how they came up together, and, you know, how they were both on a similar journey, and how they were, like, you know, rewriting the rules for achieving greatness. It's fascinating. Just as a fan, I love that episode. And, you know, we're not trying to do the same thing as everybody else. We're not trying to do the usual thing. We're not just waiting for US artists to you know, be on the promo run. Like, we're taking it back and forth between the US, the UK, and other countries. So this previous episode was Slow Tie. Check that out. If you want to know about the whole UK grime scene, check out the episode with Getz. And also, one of the dopest episodes thus far is the one with Ice Prince. And a lot of people don't really know about the hip hop scene or the rap scene in Nigeria. And he's an OG. He doesn't like being called an OG, but don't tell him I said that. But he's an OG, and it's just fascinating to hear his journey and his story come up from a totally different country within a totally different continent. So there's a lot of variety, and we're going even deeper. It's like, next week we've got Fouché. The week after that, we've got someone else incredible. The week after that, we've got someone else incredible. So it just keeps going. But it's the one thing everybody has in common is that it's all about that creative purity. It's all about being true to themselves. And these are all people who put 1,000% into what they do. So it's fascinating to hear their stories. And I'm incredibly privileged to be able to talk to them and you know, and break down what they do, especially in a pandemic, especially in a lockdown, because normally we'd be doing this face to face. Normally, you know, we'd be traveling all over the place to do this, but we're not being held back. It doesn't stop. It continues. And there's more work to be done. There's more conversations to be had. As always, Nikita, thank you for putting in the work and making sure everything sounds right. And make sure you tap in, make sure you follow, subscribe, and join us for the next episode of the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast.